And when you feed the hogs, you probably pour the feed into a
trough.
Into a trough. Uh-huh. And if you have more than one, you say you have several
troughs.
Okay. Do you have any particular name for a hog that's grown up wild?
It grows wild.
That grows up wild, yeah. Any particular name for it?
Nothing more than wild hog.
Just wild hog. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, we were talking about calves a minute ago. How would you describe that sound that's made by a calf when it's being weaned?
Blate.
You say the calf blates? Uh-huh.
Blate.
But what about that, you know, that gentle noise that's made by a cow during feeding time? You say it's a what?
I can't say it. Yeah, low.
A low? Okay. But what about that noise, you know, that horses make? You say horses.
They bray.
Bray. Mm-hmm. Is a bray the same thing as a whinny?
No. Bray is where they bray out loud, and a whinny is where they just whicker.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, what about, you know, we've been talking about horses and mules and cows and so forth. You'd say all those animals together are the what? You've got a lot of...
Herd.
Herd. Uh-huh. Would people call all those things together just cattle, maybe, or stock or something like that?
Stock.
Stock. Well, let's say if you had animals like chickens and turkeys and ducks and geese, when it comes time to feed them, you'd say, I need to go out and feed
the fowl.
Feed the fowl. Okay. Talking about fowl, what would you call a hen that's on a nest of eggs trying to hatch out something?
Sitting hen.
It's sitting hen. And you say that, what do you call the place where the chickens live? That's the...
Chicken house.
Chicken house. Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as maybe something that you'd have outside fenced in?
Well, chicken house is something where they go in to roost.
Yeah.
And then chicken yard.
Chicken yard. Mm-hmm. Is a chicken house the same thing as a chicken coop?
No, chicken coop is something you catch them and put them in.
Oh, kind of a...
just a small thing you handle them in.
Oh, I see. Okay.
A lot of people shut them up in a coop to fatten them.
I got something like that in the yard, some chicken, one or two chicken houses. I mean, coop.
Right. Talking about chickens, you know, when people have fried chicken, if you've got any children all around, they like to get one piece in particular so they can pull it apart.
Breastbone.
Is that the breastbone?
That has fully bone.
Fully bone, yeah.
Fully bone.
What is supposed to, you know, if they break that thing, what's supposed to happen, you know, if you...
Let's see. One gets a long piece, gets something, I forgot.
If you are, his wish comes true or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Wish for something. They say if you wish for something, you get it. Mm-hmm. You break that, you know, that bone.
Talking about that pulley bone, have you ever heard any particular names for the longer piece of the bone or the shorter piece?
No,
haven't heard that call anything.
Mm-hmm.
What about talking about the, let's say, the inside parts of a chicken or a pig that are edible, like, you know, the
entrails.
We call that the entrails. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that haslet or something like that?
Yeah, the liver's haslet.
The liver's haslet.
My grandmother used to eat those things.
Is that right?
That's what you. That's what. Mm-hmm. What the haslet is. Mm-hmm.
Is that just the liver?
That's the liver.
What
well,
about
you can take some of the chitlins and.
Yeah.
Eat them, but they always call them chitlins. Mm-hmm. I know they have chitlin suppers around.
Right.
Well, yeah, they have them in Geneva. Used to often. In the fall when it's cold.
I think I've only eaten chitlins one time, and that must have been when I was only about 5 or 6 years old. I haven't been around them when they're cooking, but I've heard some people say those things smell.
Oh, yeah.
You said when we were down the road, and nobody's cooking them.
She put on something I got in the yard.
I imagine
my daddy liked chickens, but I never had a piece of one.
Is that right?
But his mother knew how to fix
it. I imagine that might be a good thing to cook outside the pot.
He has chicken supper, chicken supper all along.
Is that right?
Chipotle chicken.
Well, I'd like to taste one just to refresh my memory, if nothing else.
They say they're mighty good, but I just never have tasted one. Mm-hmm.
What about if you're on your farm and you hear your horses begin to